104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. It's Paternity Test Tuesday. Jen, what we got going on this Tuesday?
Well, we have Casey and Hector on the line. They're actually married. They've been married for 20 years. They're from Bolingbrook.
Wow.
They have six kids together from 24 to 14 years old. And
six kids.
Yeah, ooh. And Hector actually asked for this paternity test for their youngest kid, who's 14.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So Casey and Hector, welcome.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, Hector, why you want a paternity test? You got six kids, bro. What's the problem?
good morning. Hey, let me just start by saying I love all my kids. They're incredible. They're awesome. So I'm asking for this only because, and I'm sure that Casey would not challenge this, but, you know, in those 20 years we've gone through a rough patch. We've had a rough times, but a while back, we hit a rough patch. And since then, we had a surprise child here 14 years ago, and that's Jackson. So the problem here is that my other five kids all have brown eyes. They have black hair. Jackson has blonde hair, and he has green eyes.
So he looks completely different than your other five kids.
Completely different.
I'm not sure what this has to do with anything.
Okay, that just in appearance. Casey.
Yeah. Hector, this doesn't make any sense. Listen to what I'm saying to you. I've said it a trillion times. Our neighbors' children don't look all like the father. I truly think that you're going through this, like, midlife crisis deal. And
there is no midlife crisis. Don't even go there with me.
Why would you suddenly, after 14 years of Jackson being our child, living in our home, loving him, him loving us, all of a sudden you wake up and say one day, Wait a minute, I don't think Jackson belongs to me.
Casey, look in the mirror. Look at the mirror. Who has green eyes? Who has blonde hair? You do, right?
Look at the other kids. Looks like me. Oh, okay. So all of our children have to look like you? Are you really that arrogant?
What does it matter? What does it matter if we, you know what? You keep telling me, you know what? Oh, you know what? It's all about trust. It's not about trust. It is about trust. It's not going to make any difference. Casey, it's not going to make any difference, honey.
It's going to make a difference to me. Do you know why it's going to make a difference to me? Because you're asking me to do something to uphold your ego rather than saying to me, no, I did not sleep with someone else, and I did not have a baby with someone else. He is your child. Why in the world would I do that? I have never shown you any signs of that kind of a personality before. So why would I suddenly just take this to the grave with me?
Why were those times during our, you know, rough patch? Why were those times?
Okay.
You know, I could even reach you. You would come home at 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning.
Mm.
Where were you?
I told you where I was.
Where were you, no, Casey? No.
I had a very dear friend who was going through a divorce.
Oh.
Who needed me at all
on.
Hours of the
come
evening.
Come on, Casey.
Are you really saying that? Are you really saying, oh, come on?
Hector, you really got a problem because your other kids look one way and then this one looks exactly like his mother? Pretty much what you're saying.
Well, what a coincidence. Listen, the other five kids.
You know, it's not just your sperm we're talking about here. I do have a few eggs involved.
My problem is, Hector, why'd you wait 14 years?
Okay, he recently had a birthday, right? He recently turned 14. I'm sitting here looking at all my other kids. Here's Jackson having a great time, and I'm just thinking, you know what? I love Jackson. That's not even in question. He's my kid as far as I raised him. I just want the truth. That's all.
Yeah, and I'm seeing in my notes here, you know, you just question Casey's fidelity because you guys went through a rough patch. You said she was gone for 1 a.m. for a little bit of time. But Casey, I hear you didn't even want this paternity test. I'm looking in our notes, and it says, if you didn't take this test, your husband is giving you an ultimatum and he's not going to pay for Jackson's college, and that's the only reason you're taking this test?
That is the only reason. Why should my son have to face possible failure in life without a college education?
Okay, it's
because
not
his
failure.
His father is stoking his own ego.
Hector, why would you? Why are you holding this over Casey's head? Is it just because you can't find another way for her to take this test?
Because she's so stubborn. She's always been this. You know what? I'm not holding it over her head. I'm just saying. You know what?
What
is it going to take? It's a simple test. That's all. I will always love Jackson. Even if it comes back, he's not mine. I will always love Jackson. I just want the truth. It's been 14 years. And that's all I'm asking. And you know what?
Hector, you don't think that the results of this test could sway your feelings for Jackson one way or another? Like,
no.
Suppose I open this envelope up and Jackson is not your son. Then what? Like, it's not going to make a difference to you?
As far as my love for Jackson, no.
Let's go ahead and open that Pandora's box, honey. Let's just say that he's not your son. And I've been lying to you for 14 years. And you've been living with, I don't know, and remember the coworker's name. It was 14 years ago.
Oh, I do.
Well, I'm glad that you do. That's lovely.
Yeah.
It's not like he's somebody that's in my life. He was somebody I knew as a coworker 14 years ago that you, like, lathered up in your brain that there was something more going on with him.
Well, maybe he's not in your life anymore. I don't know.
Oh, for goodness sake. So, okay, so this is my point. So let's just say we open the box, all right? Let's say he's not your son. What does that do to the rest of our family and me and you and the life that we've built together and the community that we have together and all of our friends and family that we have together? For your sense of, oh my gosh, I have to, like, stroke my own ego because my fifth child,
you keep
my
saying,
child doesn't even look like
you keep
me.
Saying ego. It's nothing about ego. And it has
it's
nothing to do with our friends.
It's everything about ego. This is over 14 years.
It's between you and me, honey, not anyone
but
else.
You're bringing our kid into it by saying I'm not paying for your college education.
I'm going to tell you like this, Casey and Hector. You guys have been married for 20 years. You have 6 children. 5 children resemble each other and resemble him, and then the 6th one doesn't. And you guys had a rough patch right around the time that 6th one was conceived. I cannot really sit here and say I don't feel what he's feeling. And I also feel what you're feeling too, Casey, because on the other side, it's like, you're supposed to love me. I've been with you for 20 years. You should know in your heart of hearts that I would not do this to you.
Right. But like, at this point of marriage, you should trust me.
If I felt a certain way about it, I wouldn't have waited 14 years to do it, Hector. You're a little out of order for that, bro.
Okay.
If that's how you feel.
Maybe so.
Especially then, because we were having a difficult time as it was.
It's the At Love and Morning Show. It's 104.3 Jams. We are here on a Paternity Test Tuesday. Hector and Casey have 6 children. 5 of them look like Hector. 1 of them don't. They had a rough patch 14 years ago. A child was conceived, and this child has blonde hair and green eyes, just like his mama. And Hector wants to know, after all of this time, has he been raising a kid that doesn't belong to him? And that's where we are right now. And before I open this envelope, Casey, are you absolutely sure that this is no possibility that it's anybody else's but Hector's?
Absolutely sure.
Okay, Hector, before I open this envelope, is this going to change anything between you and this 14-year-old young man named Jackson?
Jackson's my child in the sense that I've raised him for 14 years. I will always, always love Jackson. Mm.
So please tell us, what's the point of me opening this envelope?
It's really about the fact that if I've been lied to for 14 years by my wife, I just want the truth. That's all I want.
All you want is the truth, and
the truth
shall set you free, and you're about to get it. Jen BT, may I have that envelope, please?
I'm so stressed.
Here you go.
Okay. Thank you. DNA diagnostics are the ones that do our paternity test 100% accurate. I have not
Wait a
seen
minute,
the results.
Please. Wait a minute,
I haven't
please.
Seen...
Before you open that envelope.
Okay, Casey.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I just want to say, Hector, that you have put me in a position where basically you've said to me, I have not believed what you've said to me for the last 20 years. Mm. I have not believed you every time I said I love you. I have not believed you when I woke up in the morning and turned over and saw your face in bed next to me and all the diapers we changed together and all the things, all the trials that we've been through together. You're telling me that you actually haven't believed me and you've questioned it for 14 years. I want you to know that that breaks my heart.
Do you want me to open this envelope, Hector, yes or no?
I need you to open it.
All right. Your whole 20-year marriage is on the line right here, brother. Here we go. In the case of Jackson, 14 years old, being Hector's son, Hector, Jackson is 99.999%. Drum roll, please. Wow, Hector. You owe your wife an apology. That's your kid.
Damn.
That's your son.
Wow.
You owe your wife an apology. She did nothing. She never cheated. You just happen to have
God.
A kid that has blonde hair and green eyes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That's yours.
Okay.
Wow. I'm happy.
I'm happy, too. I'm happy.
Hector, I want to tell you that.
I'm happy. Casey has been vindicated. Now you guys need to repair this thing because you have six kids to raise.
Casey.
Your family is intact biologically.
Okay. Yeah.
I hope y'all get it together. Casey, you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm just, this, it hurts. You know, it's very hurtful.
Yeah.
And I have to be honest, I don't feel like we have the same connection that we always had.
Mm, this doesn't bring you closure, huh?
It's been 20 years. You guys, get yourself a marriage counselor. Yeah. I can't do that. And work on keeping your family together. You have a beautiful family. Thank you both for being on Paternity Test Tuesday.
Thank you, guys.
On the I Love Him Morning Show on 104.3
I love you, Casey.
Take care.
I do.